Tennessee Mobile.
W5JDR
Sports Center, Sky Kings of the FO. Yeah, you're coming in good over here.
I'm in. I put a bunch of paracores on on the power lines and everything else like that so I don't get any engine noise. So I'm connected direct to the vent tree on the inverter side.
Oh, you went through the firewall and did it all the right way? Or no, your battery's in the cab, isn't it?
I don't know if the battery's under my derriere or not, but I know that the inverter's right behind me, and the fuse block was right there, so loosen it up, put my power connection down, tighten it down nice and tight, and then I see the common ground for the inverter, so that's like right there on the metal frame that's behind me, so I just took a self-tapper and shoved it right into that with the grounds.
You know, knock on wood, I've always just ran the add a fuse and always had good luck.
Oh, I got two inline power fuses, you know, the glass fuses, and then I'm coming after the 200 amp fuse that goes to the inverter, so I'm on the inverter side of the power block. The other side is the battery set. I could go right to the battery right there if I wanted to change it. But I figured just put it to the inverter fuse and a little bit safer that way, I think. But everything is double fused.
I want to say, no, I cut out the fuses that come on a radio power cord. So I'm add a fuse to a voltage regulator, so it's, yeah, it's add a fuse, power poles, voltage regulator, power poles, lead to radio. I can't remember if there's fuses in line. I think there might be, actually. I think there's fuses in line between the radio and the power conditioner, or regulator.
You sound clean with it. Mine is just, you know, like, the connectors I made were, I soldered the wires right on the connector. That way I got a good connection on them, and then I just tapped them right down to the terminal.
A little bit of solder helps everything.
Absolutely. Doesn't hurt it.
I'm pretty sure I can run this machine all the way damn near, if not to my house.
Man, you sound good on VHF. I'm always, but tonight's the net, so you may disconnect it for that hour.
Yeah, I always forget it. It's linked as well. Sean's told me like 3 times. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta try that. And then I never do, so you gave me the perfect excuse to try it because I actually remembered.
Man, it sounds good. And then by the time I get home, of course, I'm gonna lose it. You know, because 47.2 is a little hard to hit the Richmond receiver when I am inside the house. So I gotta figure out where I gotta get a metal pie tin, you know, a metallic one, and put a magmon up there and just kind of hang it up in the attic and run a 300-foot cable all the way to the radio in the kitchen.
NADBF. That's one functionality when I sold my 2730 for the 9600 that I didn't realize I was losing, and then went to go use it and immediately missed it was that crossband repeat. That's always what I did. I would just use the base station to get into whatever I wanted to, and then use the HT around the house to jump into the base station. And it was the 2730 crossband was killer. It worked so good. You couldn't even tell I was doing it versus jumping on a node, which is, there's nothing wrong with. I have a clear node. I can flip stuff around, but I like my RF, and it worked great. So you could always do that, too. You get a crossband mobile, hook it up to an antenna, and walk around the house with an HD.
Well, I got a little NEC through that, you know, just a dual bander. And, you know, the only power I have up there is the light switch. So I'm trying to figure that out. And Sean's got a power supply for me that's reserved. It's banging around in his trunk. So I got to pick that up on the set on Saturday.
Sean has a radio that's also piqued my interest that I got to get some more information on.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to get something up in the attic. It's just, I mean, I went up in the attic and I get good reception up there, so it's all a fact of just trying to get a cable downstairs. I'm not a big fan of drilling holes in my house.
That's what I ended up doing. I've got my GP3. It's mounted on a mast. Not a mast. What do they call those? It's like an antenna mount, right? Like a little antenna. Yeah, it is a mast. That's mounted up as high as I physically can get it with the GP3. Pretty much to the tip of it is in the end of my attic. So probably 15, 20 feet up, maybe more. And then I ran LMR 400. I think it's 240 or 400. I can't remember. I think it was... It was 400. It was times microwave LMR 400. I ran that down to my desk along with RG8X, and then I just cut in a single gain volt box, and then I terminated two PL259, or no, SO239 bulkheads. So they all just plug in like little jumper cables from the wall of my desk. So it's nice and clean, nice and neat. I didn't feel bad about drilling holes. I can cap them and they look fine, and it's super convenient, honestly. My old house, I kind of just had crap running everywhere. It drove me nuts, and this time when I did it, I was like, I got to make sure that it's not going to bug me, or else I'm never going to have anything hooked up.
Yeah, I like to get an antenna like Tim or like Wally's and get that outside on a mast and then get it grounded. But yeah, guys, I got to trip. Where am I going to put the mast at? You know, I gotta get up, you know, I gotta peek. Oh, I got a one here. You know, I got a 30-foot peak, so it's trying to get it up there. And I'm not fun with ladders or boot trucks.
I was going down that same path. I had a 34 or 37-foot, whichever mast can be shipped not free. I think it's the 34-foot mast. Maybe no, it might be 37. I think the big one's 40. The Roan. I had one of those in my cart forever. I was going back and forth. I was going to mount it on the side of the house. I left the LMR 400 long so I could move the antenna, not have to re-terminate anything, and just never pulled the trigger on it. I might. I was testing some stuff with Greg the other day, and I could hear him simplex from his house, but he couldn't hear me very well. But again, he's pushing 100 watts, I'm pushing 50, so I was kind of debating if I wanted to put it outside, but I haven't really had any more of a use case. I'm surprised how well it works in the attic.
Yeah, that's an investment on another day. We'll figure that out. But I will. I want to get a mobile base. You know, put into the house. And, I mean, I can still sit there right in the kitchen, and then yeah, I can end up sitting there, you know, punch it through the wall, do outside, and then one inside, and then somehow run the cables up to the top of the, you know, on the corner of the peak or something like that. Just get it up there, stick them, just, you know, just get the mics on it.
Yeah, I think Hutch said everything. My old house had a X50, little, like, 3-foot diamond. It was up on top of the chimney of a bungalow, so it was way up there, and the thing I could do, I could work pretty much any repeater within reason with an HT.
Oh, that sounds cool. I like Wally's. Like I said, his is off the back side of his house. And it's like a 4-foot mast, you know, right on the gutter there. And he goes in and, where is it at? Oh, it's in the corner, and then I think he just dragged it down to the basement and stuff. But I got a crawl space, so I'm not going down there. I'm not crawling underneath my living room.
Where you're at, though, I mean, you shouldn't need a whole lot. Really just enough to get a little bit of height and maybe some gain to get into Richmond. And then I imagine with a decent base and that same setup, you could probably get into the Mayville DMR machine and probably Mount Climb. That's what you have going for you. And on the east side, those repeaters are up so high, they can hear everything.
Add-on or the addition, you know, where the kitchen and everything is. I could probably fish it into the basement then and come up somewhere underneath the pantry, by the pantry. I still got to figure it out, you know, because how much is it for 200 feet of LMR 400?
When I bought, yeah, that's a long run, too. I don't know that, I'd run that through a loss calculator. It's not going to be crazy, but there's definitely going to be loss. I think when I bought it was $1.14 or $1.24 a foot, and then the ends are like $30 for six of them.
Did you bring your DMR mobile? Is that already been in your truck? Just thinking of it, because I'm hearing DMR open here.
Nope, that's the base radio now. I replaced the 2730B. I would like to put it in the truck, but it doesn't have a detachable head. And the way my truck's all wired and set up, I don't feel like redoing it.
The only detachable head I got is the Elinco here. You know, the Motorola doesn't have it, but it's mounted underneath the cup holder at a nice angle. You know, it looks like it belongs there.
I guess I could do that. I've seen those cup holder mounts where they, like, hang off the side of the center console. I could probably get by with that, but I don't know that I want to. I don't know. I like the 150. I've really done nothing with the DMR other than on my open spot, my 878. Couple quick Q-stows on the 9600 to make sure it was working good in the Mount Clemens in Mayville, and that was for Burnside, I'm sorry. I think it's the same thing, and that's really about it. So I've not had a huge sense of urgency to put a DMR mobile in the truck, but it depends. If something new comes out, it's got a detachable face, similar to that CF-800, which is still a contender, that might go in the truck.
Hey, Bella, sorry for intruding there, but you mentioned Ned and Mount Clemens. What time is that tonight? KEWOJ.
KEWOJ-KCKJO, it's at 1900 hours on 47.2, -0.6 offset, or no wait, no, I think they're a positive offset, TL-100, and it's at 1900 hours.
Thank you.
Anytime, Rick, KVAKGL 732. Yeah, Dakota, how do you hear me? I'm at TPAC and 69.
You sound fine. Maybe a little bit of snow, but I can't tell if that's on your end or mine because we're at 32 and 53. Are you on 72 or are you on 6, whatever it is?
I'm on Lapeer. I haven't hit over to Mount Clemens yet. I don't think I can hit Mount Clemens from here.
You'd be surprised what UMP and that 72 can do.
Let me give it a shot. I'll be right back. KJKJL. No, a little bit. Then I'll go back to up here.
I was going to say, I didn't hear anything.
I mean, I can hear you on Mount Clemens, but I jumped back over to up here. I'm going to run into the store real quick. I'll be right back. KJKJL.
At ACBO.
KCKGO. Dakota, you still out there? I'm going back to UHF.
KF8CLL, monitoring. KF8CLL, monitoring. KF8CLL, monitoring.
Calling station, go ahead. Give me it all.
This is KF8CLL. I didn't quite catch the call there. I think it was KF8, and then I didn't catch the rest. Kilo Foxtrot 8.
Kilo Bravo 8. Oscar Oscar Echo. I thought I heard someone calling for me.
Yeah, just chilling here in South Lansing right now. Hitting KB8LCY repeater. Nice weather out for the most part right now. It's starting to get dark already, and it's only going on 6:30. The sun's starting to set. It's kind of crazy. It's been like this for years, but it's insane. I don't like daylight savings.
KE8WUO, KE8WUO, this is N8VDZ.
Hey Mike, I am on EchoLink. I believe you're doing the net today. Just wanted to double check, but what's up?
And that is correct. Hey, I just wanted to catch you before the net. And I have just opened up for the first time since the last time we did a net, so 2 weeks ago. I've just opened up the Excel spreadsheet, and it's beautiful. I'm so happy. I just wanted to thank you very much. It looks great. It's all on the screen. It's compact. The acknowledge box I like. It's sweet. So I just wanted to thank you and give you a pat on the back right away. I'm just so happy. Thank you very, very, very much.
Yeah, not a problem. I was a little worried because I rearranged some of the stuff that you have to click because it was, you know, addresses and stuff like that were there. But now that those are getting filled out automatically, now you don't have to move your mouse as far and it's a little easier to see. So I was hoping that wouldn't be a bother. So I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
All right, so that's all I wanted to say. It's all I wanted, and I'm gonna finish getting ready for the net here, but I just wanted to catch you beforehand to thank you. So this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will be standing by for the first announcement of the net in just a few minutes.
N8 VDP. This is KWA.
KWA, what's going on? Is it Vladimir?
Well, I thought I'd do an early check-in. I have a meeting that I am attended every first Thursday of every month. So I'll be in and out tonight. So I'm just letting you know now, if I can, I'll check in during early check-ins, otherwise you can check my box now. KWA.
KWA, I got you down, and I'll put you in and out. Thank you very much for playing so far. Have a good night, be safe out there, and we'll catch you next time. November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, standing by.
Okay, NAVDP is KWA. I just had an epiphany here. DSR sent the bus pulled alongside me as I'm tooling down 13 mile and wiped out the band. I couldn't hear squat. So I, just for your own information, sent the buses, I'll wipe out 140 whatever our frequency is, 200.
Well, that is very interesting, William. Very interesting. I had no idea that that would happen. Wow. All right, so what I said, in case you didn't hear it, is I got you down, and I'll put you in for in and out. And be safe out there, and we'll catch you on the other side. Have a good night. 73.
You too, sir. Good luck with Finette tonight. KWA out.
All stations, this is N8VDZ. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes.
KF8CLL, Missouri. KF8CLL, Missouri.
You're out there, just busy, but I'll let you know that you're being heard anyway. W8YRC.
This is KF8CLL. Sorry, I just switched to another repeater as you started transmitting there, so I didn't catch most of your message, but I did catch your call sign. Yeah, I'm just looking for a contact on here real quick, seeing if I can make one today. It's been like at least 6 months since I've really been on the air.
And everybody else, they get their ticket and kind of forget what they got the ticket for. I think it's called communication, but good job for coming back. Yeah, I'm just sitting here in my trailer. I guess still got my radio and stuff in here from camping and making a few contacts here myself and updating some programs on FT8. So it is basically goofing off, passing time. Go ahead.
Currently, I'm downstairs where I'm at right now, so I might go outside in a second here to get better signal. The signal keeps fading in and out as I move around. Like the signal from the repeater is really weak, so it's hard to hear what's going on sometimes.
What's your location there?
Right now I'm in South Lansing right now. It's already getting dark out. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, I'm in South Lansing right now, right off of Washington Avenue.
Hey, yeah, I'm on Shark RF M1KE talking to you through the internet, but I don't have to worry about signal on this thing. But yeah, just sitting here goofing off, waiting for my son to stop by. And showing what I've been doing here with the antenna. So, yeah, I'm over here in Lapeer, about 3 miles north of Lapeer. And so this is one of the links. 7-3, nice talk to you. And we'll catch up with you later. W-H-Y-R-C.
This is KF8CLL 73DU as well, and I'll be going clear.